Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about tips for choosing and renting a water truck. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go into the podcast. Water trucks are an essential tool on any construction site. These trucks usually consist of a series of spray nozzles equipped with the mechanics to pump and spray water to remove dust from the air or on dust from the job sites where it's blowing all around. The construction industry uses water trucks for compaction, dust control, fire prevention, and protection. Many construction industries, startups, and first-time users prefer buying heavy equipment, including water trucks, on rental basis used to decrease their expense. However, one has to be careful and observant buying rented machines. The following are some of the tips which we will be useful for the buyer while choosing and renting water trucks. Number one, purchase equipment which is in good working condition. Although it's a secondhand vehicle, buyers must take care of that water truck and must be in good working conditions. Water trucks which is less old and is solid sound vehicle is a good mechanical shape is an ideal option to buy. Number two, perform a thorough physical and mechanical inspection of equipment. Buyers should perform a physical inspection of the water truck by investing significant time in it and taking it around, run it, put water in it, see if it leaks. One of the bullet points here, water trucks' bodies should be inspected during daylight. Next bullet point, the extent of wear and tear of the vehicle can be understood by inspecting it. Tires, if any cracks are presented on the body, function of the engine and pump, and if there's any leak problems exist. Next bullet point, serial numbers should check to know the year of the manufacturer. And the last bullet, the machine's log and maintenance records should be checked to know the service history. And then here's the next third point of the water truck. Know your needs of work. The buyer should learn about the application of a water truck and should know the amount of water which is to be required for the type of work and if he or she can be supplied by purchasing that water truck, by using that water truck after they purchase it, will it work for them? Further, it is essential that the buyer should know the required duration of the use of this is to be mentioned in the agreement. Number four, the product specifications. The buyer gains knowledge of different models of water trucks since each model has its own specification which determines its strength and capabilities. Generally, water trucks come in various of combinations of 1,000 gallons up to 4,000 gallons with different valves, sprays, nozzles, number of spray nozzles, and spray bar configuration. By referring to the product manual and to the company website, the user can learn about the different types of models and choose the right type of water truck model for them. Further, it is important to learn if they chosen the model of the water truck is supported by the manufacturer. Since the old models are unsupported and it is difficult to get spare parts, so just check that out. Number five, the buyer should know the expenses incurred dues to the rents, both the machine and the additional parts, maintenance, fuel use, greasing of parts, and the expense due to the hired operator. And six, making of an agreement. If the buyer is satisfied, then we'll go ahead with buying the rental water truck by making a legal agreement with the rental service provider, someone like us at Star Tractor. Overall, renting a water truck is helpful since it's cost efficient for the construction company. Following these tips can guide buyers in purchasing appropriate water trucks on a rental basis and increase the job productivity. And again, you know, you have to have a water truck. Sometimes you, if you don't have a water truck, you might get fined by the city. Again, if you have any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.